All right, listen very carefully, because the first section went over by about 20 minutes and we're already behind them. You have to work very efficiently today, not only as a group, but as an entire class. It's nice, though, that we have just two groups, so that'll be easier to stay in concert. The reason that we need to stay in concert is because we do two centrifugations today that, you know, I can't start it until I have both groups' material. So as far as background information, I don't have much to tell you. We're doing a fractionation, which is just some way of separating a part of a whole from the rest. For whatever reason, there's all kinds of fractionation techniques. We're using fractionation via adding salt, right? What is our salt we're adding?
Ammonium sulfate.
And depending on how much ammonium sulfate you add to this solution, which is a mixture of different proteins, basically, certain ones will precipitate out and others won't. They'll stay in solution, depending on the strength of the saltiness, basically, the concentration. And so when you centrifuge them, the things that precipitate will go into a pellet, right? And the rest will be in a supernatant. Then if you do the same thing again, add even more salt, others will precipitate out that were still in solution from the previous time. So you get different fractions, basically, that way. So that's all I'm going to talk about as far as the rationale for the experiment. I want you to immediately get started with doing it, though. And so let me tell you that you'll have time for your assays while you're waiting on me, basically. What you need to prioritize, start right away at preparing, is your bottle that you're going to give to me for centrifugation. So you have I think only one group says. So this is twice. This is for both of you, actually. For some reason, I was thinking today was when you're not here.
That's what I said. That's you.
On my email. On my email, I said 23rd through October 1st. I have an email.
Right? Okay. But you're going to work. Two is going to be fine for today, you think? Well, you need to split this in two. So before you start, give them half of this. Just by eye, make it the same level. Here's what you need to do immediately, though. Once you have your crude homogenate, this was prepared for you because the protocol that today's protocol refers to as saying what you did last week was not actually what you did last week. We skipped the thing that it refers to. That was done for you. And so you're actually going to have to, in addition to today's stuff, perform something from last week that I'm going to give you a couple pages for after I'm done talking. Anyway, once you have your crude homogenate, once you have it separated into two groups, take out 2 milliliters and save it in another container so that you can do the stuff from the pages I'm about to give you. Okay? That claims you should have done last week. Just save 2 milliliters. And then that's no emergency. You're going to have time to do that assay later, like I'm saying. As soon as you get the 2 milliliters out of that, though, make a careful measurement of the volume of what's left. That's why you have graduated cylinders out. Okay, write down that volume, and then immediately get started on the addition of ammonium sulfate, which you're going to have to, based on that volume, calculate how many grams you're going to need. You're going to do this by putting your beaker into your ice as far down as possible, on the floor if possible, so that the magnet will work through the floor of this. Put your stir rod and your beaker in there, and so the whole thing is on ice while you do the addition of your salt. Make sure you don't turn your heat on. All right? So get that started immediately, because you have to gradually add that after you weigh it out carefully. Then as soon as it's all added, then you have to let it sit for 15 minutes. That's when you then pour it back into one of these centrifugation bottles. And that's what you give to me, hopefully at the same time, so I can leave, because I'll be gone for 20 minutes or so doing that. Then I come, and while I'm gone, that's when you can be doing assays.
With the 15 milliliters that we've been assigned.
Right. But you also should, while I'm gone, make sure you've read ahead enough to know exactly what you need to do to turn it around for the second centrifugation, because I have to go back there again. And that's why we were late last time. So get busy on giving me the first tube, and then when I get back from the centrifugation, know what you do. You separate it into pellet and supernatant, right? You're going to process the supernatant in such a way as to give it back to me. But you also need to save 2 milliliters from that one, just like you're saving it originally. Okay? And it also tells you to save a half a milliliter in a microcentrifuge tube, which are up there. It tells you to do that, so you won't miss that. But also, it doesn't explicitly tell you to save the 2 milliliters to do some assays. As long as you do that before you give it back to me, you're going to be processing it the same way, calculating how much salt to add to what you've already added salt when I give you back the supernatant.